I want to talk to you guys today about doubt. Oftentimes in my relationship, in my walk with Christ, I have super high highs and super low lows. That's not to say that I don't realize that I'm built on the solid and firm foundation of the finished works of Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to be working out my fear or working out my salvation through fear and trembling to the end of the age until I shed this tent, until He calls me home. I just know that in and within my walk, there's these trials and tribulations that come, and oftentimes through spiritual maturity and leaning in through the Word of God, we begin to learn and understand how to have discipline in times of doubt, to have discipline in such a way that leads us to perseverance, and to consider that these trials and tribulations that we endure, oftentimes through our suffering become obedience. Oftentimes these trials and tribulations are what we should always consider a pure joy to endure, because it leads to perseverance, and perseverance is finishing the race. Oftentimes, as I was saying earlier, we tend to forget that. Sometimes we lack the discipline. Other times we don't have the spiritual maturity, and we need to lean into certain leaders to help, not to necessarily teach, but to guide us to the Word of God that's going to provide that insight, revelation, knowledge, and understanding. And so when we have these doubts, I've noticed, especially in my walk with Christ, that oftentimes if I'm not being productive, I'll have idle hands. These idle hands lead to distractions, and these distractions lead to destruction. And without the mental discipline to be able to identify what a distraction is, then I almost seem doomed for destruction in certain cases, just due to a sense of idleness and lacking the compassion for others, to get caught up in the flesh in a sense that distracts me more so on the basis of a carnal mind. I'll give you a couple of examples. I don't want to ramble. You're sitting in traffic. You're worried about certain things. There's a certain report coming back. Maybe, you're in school. All these stresses of life, we'll summarize it in that, these stresses of life can start to create doubt in our minds, and that doubt leads to that distraction, and that doubt leads to destruction. But in those doubts, I'll go back to certain times of suffering that we have, in times of deep persecution or pain or struggle or a sense of anxiety or depression or loneliness, we tend to have these doubts. I want to, if you're willing to accept it, I wanted to label off a lot of different stresses of life and not, particularly hone into one, but kind of leave it vague in a sense so that this message might have the ability to reach a larger audience. Because I don't know particularly what your struggle is. I don't know particularly what you're having doubts in. I don't know what your, particular situation is. But if you're willing to accept it, I want you to understand and come to a sense of, I don't know how to explain it other than being a sense of assurance through the Holy Spirit that not only, and I'll speak the Word of God first, does these trials and tribulations lead to perseverance, and perseverance allows us to lack nothing. It leads to us finishing the race. It's refining us. It's designing us in such a way to prepare us for the kingdom of heaven. It's working out our salvation. Sorry, there's a car going by. Outside of that, I want you to be able to lean in and know, if you're willing to accept it, that this pain equals profit. That these doubts, when categorized correctly and looked at under a fine, tooth comb, if you will, if you really look underneath a microscope at what that doubt is, if you can change your perspective from a lack of assurance into God creating refinement, that the actual abrasiveness of what's going on in the situation in your life is leading you to perseverance. It's refining you. It's making you better. It's hardening you in the sense of making you stronger through the Holy Spirit. Not to be hardened by the flesh or a carnal mind or have a hardened heart, but it's hardening you and making you tougher. It's making you more resilient to these trials that we have in life. So whatever your doubt is, if today you can adopt the mindset that your doubt is leading to perseverance, that the pain and the suffering that you're going through, there's profit in it. There's profit through the testimony. There's profit through the endurance that it creates. There's profit through the resilience. There's profit through being that representation, to being able to speak life into other people because you share a similar situation. Like some of us are primed and put into a certain situation so that you can be edification to others, or that you can be a guide or a light to somebody in a certain situation. Now, I'm not God, and I don't control anything, per se, as far as it goes with the way that the world works and things of that nature. And sometimes, it'd be easy to point a finger and go, well, why would God let this happen? Why would he let this happen? This and happen in my life. Why did this person get sick? Why did this person get murdered or raped or molested or killed and things of that nature? I can only let you know that in and within the design of God, He's laid out a specific way for us to be able to walk. Okay, now I'm not going to get off on a tangent on this, and I know that we could do a whole, 2-3 days worth of speaking on this, but I'll try to shrink it down in such a way that there's man's way and then there's God's way, and that because there's two distinct entities, that true moral law of love is incorporated in the mix, because it wouldn't be true love if we were just robots. It wouldn't be true love if all we were made was to be designed to do is exactly what he called us to do. He wants to have relationship with us, and so therefore he gives us the free will. And so what happened was, when sin nature came into the world, then man's free will began to dominate over God's will, and then we chose free will over God's will. And so the majority of the things that you're seeing is on the basis of a sense of moral law. And again, I cannot get into this right now. This would take days. And honestly, per particular situation that each person is in, it's a very delicate subject that could lead people away from the faith. So I don't want to just vaguely speak on it, but I want to tell you that there's a difference in man's will and God's will. And because of free will that God has blessed us with because of love, it is an actual choice that man makes to step outside of the context of God's original creation and design. And instead of abiding by the rules of what God has designed, we chose free will, very similar to how a father or a mother would guide a child through discipline and want them to walk a certain way. But when that child chooses to rebel and go its own way, it then reaps the outcome of whatever said route it chose. So we have the free will. God has blessed us with the free will because he loves us. And because of that free will, we tend to step out of line. And so I believe, without trying to vaguely put it, that the majority of the world's problems are based on man choosing man's way over God's way. And that's an oversimplified way of putting it. But I don't want to get off the subject of us focusing in on doubt. Again, it's a short message. There's a lot of scripture that you can get into that's going to be able to show you that you should have this trust in God, and that the bad thing is that when we have doubts, say that you're praying, right? Say that you're praying, and you're praying to God, but you are having a doubt in your mind. It says those that doubt should expect to receive nothing, because those that are caught up in that situation, you're actually praying for something that you should be fully in expectation of receiving, because Christ tells tells us to be in full expectation of receiving it, that he'll do anything that we ask to glorify his Father in accordance to his will. And so in and within that, you know, there's certain understanding that we have, that if two or more come to agreement, whatever we loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven, whatever we bound on earth will be bound in heaven. There's certain things when we're walking in accordance to God's will, that if we're asking in accordance to his will, you know, he's going to provide these things, that we should stand in assurance. And in and within that assurance, I just want to let you know, it doesn't always happen in our time and the allotted time that we want him to work. He's not a genie and we rub a lamp and he just performs for us. But he works all things out into his time, and his timing is perfect timing always. And so I just want to hone in on the doubt and let you know that if you're having doubt, you should change your perspective. And the root of that perspective should be that whatever you're going through, whatever the situation, whatever the trial and the tribulation, that you have a Holy Father that reigns supreme over that, that the fear of sin and death that created bondage and idleness and a perversion of true love has been defeated, and that through our resurrected King, through Christ Jesus, we actually have a mediator that is there for us, and that has been through each and every one of our struggles and was able to go through it without having sinned. And so that he has compassion in such a way because he understands, and that he was sent from God, and that the Holy Spirit dwelled within him. And before he gave us that Holy Spirit, you know, we didn't have the power that we have now, but through edification of the Holy Spirit and faith coming by hearing, and hearing and us understanding that we have a firm foundation, that if we continue to lean in and we learn and we gain insight, revelation, knowledge and understanding, that we're going to grow in spiritual maturity, and that these doubts are only going to be built up to a change of perspective if we're willing to accept it, that we're going to profit out of these situations that are creating perseverance, that we should consider it a pure joy every time that we go through these trials and tribulations, and that we shouldn't be in a sense, overwhelmed or alarmed when the fiery ordeal comes upon us, to know that this is perseverance finishing this race. So ultimately, I guess you could summarize it and just change your perspective to a positive mindset, that when you're going through these trials and tribulations, that it's perseverance, that you're actually being strengthened. It's like lifting a weight when you first start. You know, it's heavy. Say you were doing bicep curls or something of that nature. Eventually, your arm, especially in the beginning, if you're lifting heavy weights for the first time, your arms feel like they're destroyed, and you might not be able to. I remember back in the day, I couldn't pick up a milk carton after working out. I couldn't lift it. Now a milk carton's a joke, you know. But it only came through continuing to lift that heavy weight to where my body created a resilience to it. And by tearing something down, each time it was torn down, it was built back stronger. Let that resonate. Every time that something is torn down, it like a muscle, it was built back stronger. And so now, you know, I'm past the milk carton and I'm onto, you know, some decent sized weights. And as I continue to build strength and continue to lift that weight, I'm going to continue to grow stronger. And so in and within that, I just want to let you know that this spiritual walk that we're going through, we're going to go through these troubles, we're going to go through these trials, we're going to go through these tribulations. But in and within it, if we change our perspective and we solidify a confidence in the right standing of the finished works of Jesus Christ, that not only will we overcome, but we will prevail, that we will reign over, that we will subdue in such a way that we will be more than conquerors, that we're not just sheep led to the slaughter, but that we're made more than conquerors, that our confidence is on the finished works of Christ and that solid foundation. And on that solid foundation is where we stand. And when we come into that understanding and we're built on that foundation, death has lost its sting. Sin has lost its sting. We know that he's thrown our sins as far from east to west. All I'm doing right now is just trying to build a confidence to to give you words to remember, to understand, to really speak life in such a way that you know that through transparency with others, by them helping carry each other's burdens, that if you'll confess your sins to one another, that you'll be able to build each other up, and that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, so that you need to get around like-minded people. You need to listen to people that are walking in the Spirit. You need to listen and discern those that are truly from God, and knowing that those that love one another, if we love one another, that's a solid testament to being a follower of Christ. Christ himself said, they'll know you by how you love one another. And I harp on that. I say that often, so I'm sure you've heard me say it before, and I'm going to continue to say it until I take my last breath. That's how we're known. It's how we love one another. Now, you got to understand, it's not just about loving people that look like you, talk like you, walk like you, act like you. It's about loving your enemies. It's about loving those who persecute you. It's about loving those who are tough to love. And so, in and within that, guys, just my prayers go out to you. Take those doubts, change it into a positive perspective, and put that into action. Continue to stay in the Word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. I just want you guys to know that. I love you. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.